fled behind bars after cops say she stole a client's $35,000 watch and hid it in her snatch.
She really snatched the watch.
Yeah, snatched the watch.
That's why it's called Snatch People. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Yeah, just drop off.
Just drop off the wine.
It's been a long day. What have I been doing?
She's been thriving all day. We'll tell you about that in a second.
Oh, gosh.
We're so excited, people.
Yes, we have a guest in the Hey You Know It studio.
Yay.
It is, she is, not it, sorry.
Jesus.
You cut off.
Courtney W. is with us today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am also excited. Courtney, full disclosure, Courtney W. has bought in a tasteful red wine.
Which is already bringing some heat to my face.
Yes.
As she's drinking it out of a water bottle.
Yes, and some heat to our conversation. In the Hey You Know It studio.
Getting spicy here.
So, Courtney is, you guys know each other from the Magnet, is
right,
that correct?
Right. We were, I said it three times.
Are you sure? You guys know each other from the Magnet.
Yes.
And Courtney, so that means that you're probably kind of improviser, comedian.
Yes.
What do you do?
I have not been improvising lately, but yes, we met in I think improv elective.
Right.
And
is that like advanced?
We're so advanced.
So advanced.
We had to make up something.
We were like kind of teaching the class.
Yeah.
But
together.
We didn't want people to like feel intimidated.
So okay. You just said it's an elective.
We let this other guy tell us what to do.
And right. We're basking in the glory of these two women's improv.
It was amazing. So I'm, I guess, still an improviser, and I do storytelling, and I write for Reductress.
Oh, Reductress. Listeners, if you have not gone to the Reductress website, you must do so. Very, very funny.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a parody of every women's magazine that has ever existed. And if you guys have heard me talk about this, you know I hate women's magazines.
Right,
so I love Reductress.
Yeah. It makes fun of the way, women's media and advertisers talk to and talk down to women. And it's just ridiculous. It really is. But there's never a dearth of things to parody. And we're actually relaunching next week. They kind of updated the site and it'll be an app. And I also have done some videos for them, which you should check out and maybe raise the views.
Okay. Just keep clicking.
So I interviewed Julie Klausner and Janine Garofalo. We're both comedy heroes of mine. So that was fun.
That's amazing. That is really amazing.
Yeah, it was especially Janine, we were all our 13-year-old selves freaking out.
Yeah.
She was totally her, and she was so cool and so gracious. So, so Reductress is doing really, really well. They just got a write-up in Newsweek and in some French publication where they're I don't really know what this is saying, but it seems cool.
It's so rare that the French like anything that we
right?
do.
Yeah,
so they were
did they know it was a joke?
Yeah,
I have an idea that they're,
I think so. Well,
the French women's magazines are probably crazier.
Oh, yeah, they
do
have
know what
to
mean?
Be,
just worse than ours.
Just, straight up call you a fat ass.
Yeah, player. Everything's chic. All about chic.
Yeah.
Just be chic.
Totally. It's funny when people don't get that it's a joke and, write things.
Oh, no.
One of the most popular articles was written by Megan Meadows, and it's Beyoncé tells Oprah she's a member of the Illuminati, and people freak out, how dare you, and, because people then Google Beyoncé, and it comes up, and they're
what is the thing? People are so crazy about Beyoncé. Yeah. I gotta guess, go on record and say, I don't give a shit about Beyoncé or Oprah, and they don't care about what we say.
Yeah.
So why do people are so, crazy around them? Who cares?
Well, wasn't it a thing with Beyoncé that she has the other alter ego,
Sasha Fierce?
Who I don't care about either. Neither of these things I care about.
They think that some people think she summons up a devil or a demon come up with the Sasha Fierce, and she's possessed.
It's called mask work, people. Performers have been doing it forever. Do you know what I mean? She's just created another character. It's not that phenomenal.
Yeah.
She's sacrificing babies.
Before each show.
Yeah.
In between sets, when she goes back and changes her clothing, she actually just kills a baby and drains the blood right there from the feet.
Yeah.
Comes right back out.
Yeah,
and
drains
also,
it.
Yeah.
Blue dances around.
Mm-hmm. There is no blue.
There's no such thing. That's the Illuminati. Yes, the baby's Illuminati. Her husband's actually a camel. He looks like a camel. So that's interesting. I love Reductress, yeah. So we're really excited to have you here in the studio.
Yes, and Hey You Know It is a supporter of Reductress.
Yes.
Excellent.
Literally. We literally gave them some money.
We did.
Thank you so much. That was a big scraping together.
It's hard, you know?
Yeah, it's the worst. Like, when you're asking for the money, you're like, you guys, it's so important, can you please? And then everyone else, like, adds on Facebook, I'm like, fuck yourself. Like,
yeah, well, that's how I am, too. When I was raising money, I was like, wait a minute. I told most of these people to fuck off when they were trying to raise money. This probably isn't going to work too well. I gotta ask people who are not in the arts community.
Yeah, that
are. Who rarely get asked.
Yeah.
I think the biggest supporters of the arts are dentists. That's who.
Podiatrists also.
Yeah, because nobody, like, they make a lot of money. Nobody likes to see them. Mm. And then they want to get involved with something fun in their lives. Because they think about it all day long. People are coming in pain. And then they don't want anyone coming near their mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's just like...
Or their feet.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with, except I had a very friendly podiatrist once, and I was like, I don't know about this. Seems like you're enjoying this a little too much.
But they want to get involved.
There's nothing wrong with that foot.
Yeah.
That's not why I'm here.
It's not the wrong foot.
I don't know about licking and the treatment.
Oh, that's the right foot.
Yes. Just making sure everything's okay. You've got to use all the senses to evaluate this foot.
This has good repulse reflexes.
Yes.
Yes, they have this money, and they want to get involved with something they perceive as glamorous, so they end up, you know, giving money.
How did
so
you find this out?
I took a class on how to get money from people.
Yeah. For film, right?
For film, yeah. How to raise money for films.
Wow.
And stuff, and that's one of the things they tell you.
And now everybody knows.
Yeah.
So if you're a podiatrist out there and all of a sudden you find yourself surrounded by bohemian types.
Or a dentist.
Knocking down your door.
Yeah, hold on to your wallet.
Because.
Yeah, they're going to ask you. Lawyers, too. But lawyers are looking to get involved. Like, they always want to be have their name as a producer or something. And no one likes them either.
Nobody wants a lawyer involved because then it's like, you know, you missed something and then they're going to own your film.
Yeah. Stay away from lawyers. Head towards podiatrists.
I worked for a lawyer
dentist.
Once, and I was like, I get every single joke about why these are thought of as horrible people. Of course, there's exceptions, but I was like, just go around all day, like, finding the loophole.
Not really. That's really pretty much what they do. I'm married to one, and my husband will find a loophole in, like, a Chinese food menu. Like, there's nothing that doesn't have something that's been omitted that he cannot in some way exploit.
Right. Very smart brain.
Yeah.
So, do that kind of work, but, dude.
Since you're here from Reductress, Katie today was thriving.
I was thriving.
All day. Have you heard about Thrive?
Is that like an Iyanla thing?
A what?
Like Iyanla Van Zandt.
I didn't know how to pronounce her name. She's that crazy looking black woman.
I guess.
Yeah, she was like a cartoon character. She goes around, she solves people's lives.
She's like she's kind of my spirit animal. That she's like, are you living your vision?
Yeah.
Like, shit, now I am. I want her to, like, hold me to her bosom.
She's, like,
okay.
20%, like, any black, but it's, like, TV One, and it was, like, Aspire. She's, like, 30% of all of these channels.
Yeah. She's, like, Oprah's guru, and then
she's, like, Oprah's minion.
Okay.
She's, like, a small, less attractive Oprah, basically. I'm sorry, I'm just putting it out there.
Released into the water supply by Oprah.
She's, like, a serious, though, like, guru, and, like, call out your shit, and, like, goes and helps families. Iyanla Fix My Life is her show. I highly recommend it. Especially if I'm PMSing. I'm like, these people are in so much pain.
I want to see her do Hoarders, because I like that. I want to do that. Hoarders is my favorite. So Katie's been thriving.
Thriving. Today, I went to, my friend had an extra ticket, a free ticket, to this conference, it was called.
So called.
Run by Ariana Huffington.
Oh, wow.
So it was
her. So right away.
And then Mika from Cup of Joe on MSNBC.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
Katie Couric.
Katie Couric was there. Alanis Morissette was there.
I saw your post on this.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right. And so basically it's like, what is... And it's on thriving. And they have some keywords that you need to understand. You need to have wisdom and wonder.
Get those.
Okay. Wellness.
Yes. Okay.
And
was there another W word?
Not another W. It was giving was the other one. And so those are the things that you must have in your life, because money and success are not the only hallmarks of success.
So, but these are for people who already have, like, a shitload of money and success, and they're like, oh, I forgot about wellness.
I have 10 eyes like a shark. I don't know.
Like a doll's eye.
Yeah.
But
So basically the event, she was texting about it, whatever. And I'm laughing because I went to the event page and it's like just a bunch of white women with blonde hair who are trying to look 40-esque. Yeah. You know, they're all giving kind of like, you know, side face.
Like,
and
this
it's
is
like,
my best angle.
Aren't I young for More Magazine?
Yeah. More Magazine. More Magazine is a women's magazine for older women. I guess we want more or we are more. I don't know what it is. But the ads are young women.
Yeah,
so it's for, it's like, this is, you can look good at 50. And then there's an ad of like a 25-year-old woman, like anorexic woman in a bikini next
also,
to it.
Yeah. Don't forget about this, bitch.
Yeah, don't forget about this. Yeah. Like you, this is what you look like. This is what you want to have to look like.
Right, right.
On a regular
between
basis.
Pages of
yeah.
thriving.
So how can you thrive?
Well, you can
it's
thrive.
Simple.
There's a variety of things you can do in your life to thrive. First, you can eat foods that aren't processed.
Okay.
All right. Cause
don't be
food.
Shocked by these new ideas.
Yeah,
wow.
Hold on. Is this seat bolted down?
Yes. We should have provided you with a helmet.
Please.
Yeah.
Meditate.
Okay.
Exercise.
Mm-hmm. Heard about it.
Sleep better.
Sleep more.
Sleep more.
Add enough. If you don't sleep enough, add it, you know, 30 minutes a night to your routine.
Until you're just sleeping all day. So you're just getting 10, 12.
Hypersomnia, it's a big part of depression. I'm familiar.
14 hours a week, yeah. I need to scale back. I need to cut back a half an hour so that I have a good ratio of sleep to awake time.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else do you need to do?
Do some acupuncture.
Okay.
So all of these things, like meditation, acupuncture, sleeping, drinking water,
eating real food,
they are trying to bring into the forefront under this theme of
thriving.
Mm-hmm. And...
I just like to say that the Katie went for free, but the cheap seats were $300.
What?
And the inner circle where you sit in the front close to God was $1,000.
Yeah. And all right.
So I'm saying if you're in the front, you're already fucking thriving.
Yeah, you got money to spend on being told, like,
to drink
living
water.
Living 101.
Yes. Right. And
inhale.
All these things
exhale.
Have been around for thousands of years,
yeah.
And now suddenly they're under Arianna Huffington's umbrella called Thrive.
Hmm.
And
if I know her, she stole it from somebody else, because that seems to be her thing.
Shade.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't bad ideas, and everyone should be doing them or, you know, having them in their life somehow. And one of the nice things is that they had a lot of heads of industry there. They had, like, Kenneth Cole and the people from...
Telling women how to thrive.
Yeah. But the idea is that they're trying to implement
them into...
the workplace, so then all, like, employers will understand how to thrive and to make room for their employees
so
to
like,
thrive.
You know, like Walmart, if you work at Walmart, for example.
Yeah.
You can
Thriving
thrive.
Central.
Yes.
With you live on 325
was the CEO of McDonald's up in there?
Oh, wow.
Ready to help his employees thrive?
No, they had, what's her name? Larry David's wife.
Oh, Lori David.
What does she do?
Ex-wife.
Big environmentalist.
Okay. Oh, that's right, the NRDC.
Yeah. And she has did a documentary now about food and what's going into food, and that's where Katie Couric came in.
Because does she eat food?
Yeah.
Katie Couric?
Yeah. She eats for Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. That woman is frightening. When they show her in those...
She's a surrogate eater.
When they show her in those commercials for, like, what is it, for washing clothes, I'm like, you can't pick up that basket. Be careful.
No.
Just put,
like,
that down before you fall over.
Yeah.
My life is crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Her lollipop head rolls off. Oh.
Oh, Kelly.
She wasn't there. I think she's actually just she's like 75% crack as well.
Yeah, she's thriving so hard.
Yeah, she's fucking thriving. Like crazy.
Fucking thriving. This stuff is great. And I have so many ideas.
Yeah. And then I'm going to do laundry real fast.
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't mind me.
So. And so they had they had other things. They had, you know, they had coffee and little brownies. And
Address the coffee situation.
All right. So there's, you know, the urns of coffee. And in the morning you get there and the coffee's nice and strong and you're like, this is free coffee.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. And a little brownie. And some, there's juices and waters and you could just
take
them and go.
You would think, though, for thriving, there would be, like, healthier stuff,
yeah.
right?
There wasn't.
For $300.
Yeah. That's one of the things. Mm-hmm. Then later on in the afternoon, you go back out for the coffee because, you know.
It's New York.
Yeah.
And you're falling
sitting
asleep.
There, yeah.
Because Alanis Morissette's gone into isn't an ironic BS. You don't care anymore. It's
I
like rain.
Her. She actually was pretty, like, she talked a lot about traveling inward.
Okay.
And reflecting.
And the theme, wasn't it like onward, inward, and upward or something?
Oh, Jesus. You can do it, girl. It's like one of
those.
Like,
onward, inward, and upward.
Yeah, something.
Yes. To the left.
Yeah, to the left. I just went to the right.
So the afternoon coffee
was so watered down. I was like, wait, I think they rinsed out the urn and they left the rinsed out water in there. I thought it was that weak, and I was like, oh, I think this coffee is. And they're like, yeah, no, that's like the backup pot that they made. And it was,
what the fuck?
It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like that like cabbage soup they make. It's just like boiling cabbage, yeah, like kind of gives it a taste, but basically it's water.
But
they
why wouldn't
they dishing out the cabbage and using the cabbage again?
The backup for coffee is not watered down coffee. It's another fucking coffee.
I know. The person was just shaking her head, and I'm like, I'm not giving you a hard time. And then there was a little lounge. With, it was like the ladies' lounge, and then you could like get made up, or like there was.
Why?
Like,
because you're hideous. You should be ashamed.
If you want to throw products.
Yeah. Did they hook up your ends? Like you have some grays.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's like nice and easy.
You got to freshen for the afternoon part of the conference so you don't embarrass yourself.
That's
in the
right.
back row.
Then they had all this
with
like
your natural
all this
face.
Candy out, and so they had little scoops with the candy, and you're going to put them in your hands and just eat the
candy. Candy bars.
Yeah, and so, it was the end of the day. somebody said something like, if it knew. People just take what you want because we're going to throw it out. And I'm like, well, I'm taking this bag
of hot tamales.
Oh, is that where this came from?
It's the industrial size bag. But I'm questioning, like, why weren't there, like, I don't know, nuts or.
And there was nothing healthy there.
Were there, what, carrot sticks or
no.
something like that?
Yeah, a little
hot cake. Tamales.
There were no, yeah, yeah.
Also, popcorn.
And popcorn.
Not organic
popcorn.
It's not organic. It's probably no African people helped or made any money from it or anything. It's just like regular fucking popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a very big missed opportunity to have, like, female entrepreneurs, like, there's
new
one,
snacks and
yeah,
things,
that, like,
yeah.
made this, like, super organic popcorn. She was on Katie Couric and this, like, she reward.
She
like,
probably wanted to get paid,
idea.
Though. This is the thing.
Probably was like, get your popcorn out there.
This
then.
Looks like
Titans
popcorn from a carnival.
Yeah.
It says, like, popcorn
yeah.
on it. But, like,
it does. It's
very, not natural at all.
It's like Templeton. It's going to crawl up from Charlotte's Web.
Nice. I like it. Was there a lunch break?
There was a lunch
or
break.
Was it lunch on your own?
Lunch on your own. Get
what?
Out. Get
for
out.
$300 to $1,000.
Yeah, and then.
Are you
back.
Sure it wasn't just lunch on your own for the cheap seat?
No. Because there was nothing. We looked around to see. We were looking to see where we could sneak in.
Ariana Huffington probably just slipped off her skin and like had some flies out the back, and then put it back on.
Ribbit.
Yeah, she is a lizard person. If ever there was one.
All right, so they're talking about meditation and stuff. And so not only do they have all their, like, the cronyism that's going on, it's all their friends
right.
that are invited to speak and to give their opinion on
you're
water.
You're like, Tabitha, get on in here, girl.
Yeah.
And then they give you $1,000 to talk about meditation.
Wow.
That you don't do.
But in theory.
And they
have
Ariana's sister on to guide meditation.
Who?
She has a sister. What's her name?
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't have a sister. It was her.
But the picture,
she totally went in the bag, put on a wig, came out.
Had like holograms.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not paying some bitch to do this
no.
BS meditation
she's
thing.
Like,
did people close their eyes?
If everyone did, I didn't close my eyes.
It was like in church when everyone else is praying.
I was
like, what's going on?
Like looking around.
Yes.
She did that, and then Ariana's yoga instructor came out.
Oh, geez.
And it's
God.
Some celebrity yoga, like, and we all did yoga together in our seats. Like, we stood up and did yoga.
What?
And then
that flies in the face of what yoga is.
Then an expert breather. Came out.
Excuse me?
An
yes.
expert brother?
Breather.
Oh, I was like, what's that mean?
I'd be interested to see the expert brother, professional
yeah,
brother.
I'm thinking of like the guy Ben Beckersley from the Agape Church. He's got like these weird, great, whatever.
Yes.
I want an expert brother.
So
expert
apparently
brother.
This breather comes to the Huffington Post every Monday, and
that
will help.
Is it a man or a woman?
A woman.
She's a fucking genius, because she's ripping those people up wholesale. I'll say the best way to equalize things in society is to sell rich people nothing at a very high price. So
yeah.
good for her.
So
did you
she,
breathe?
We all breathed. She went through the breathing exercises, so we all stood and breathed and moved
for
our
$300.
Arms. We moved our arms and breathed, and then she had us like say, like, you know, as we move our hands this way and breathe, we're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like that. And then she said, and then
rolling.
You reach out and you say, ah.
Sorry, do it.
What do you say? You can't do it.
I can do it.
Is it going to be racist? I feel like it's going to be a Native American thing, and it's going to be really rude.
I hope it is.
And we're going to, you can't even look at
I'm just giving you.
I'm
going
to be like, hi,
I'll watch. I can't stand
yeah.
I thrive. We thrive.
Was Helen Reddy involved in some way? This sounds like the worst
conscious
raising BS for a bunch of rich.
You didn't see my hands. You had to raise your hands up in the air.
She Zumba'd it.
Yeah, you're pulling all of the white women energy.
Yeah. Yes, all the white women over 30.
I'm going to plug it again. It has like a thing. It's a section called White Woman Speaks. And it's like, I'm so tired of saving the day. And like, no one understands. And it's like, it's just all these like self-indulgent, like on XOJ.
It's sponsored by Lululemon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but feel the thriving.
Yeah, everyone had a thrive.
Nobody left?
I looked at my friend and I was like, I'm not.
See, clearly, there were no black people there.
Very few. They probably
felt very uncomfortable, very nervous when all the white people started chanting together and raising their hands. I would have shot out of that room with a bullet. I don't thrive. I run. That sounds scary.
You survive.
Yes. And we murmur, too, because we don't have a filter. If there were if the room had been 20% black women, you would have heard like,
oh,
girl. Yeah. I'm not throwing these bitches.
One of the worst things, the host, Mika from Cup of Joe on MSNBC, she was talking, introducing one of her friends to come out and talk about whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know.
Nobody brought their maid out. Right? I'm surprised.
Wait, we need to clean the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Consuela. She's so good. Yeah. I'm going to give her a hand.
Yeah. Later, she'll be at the back. She'll be talking to your maid, if you want your maid, about how to thrive a little bit quietly in Espanol.
She's like a little more invisible.
Yeah. Like how to clean with a higher consciousness.
Yeah. She invited her friend down. She was like, oh, you know, when I saw so-and-so in St. Croix.
Oh, boy.
Wait, and then to the audience, she's like, St. Croix is an island.
See, and that's where the black people would have been like,
yeah, you know.
And I was like, I can't.
St. Croix is an island. For those of you who don't know about islands.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. She said that. It's an island. Just to let us all know.
Mm-hmm. Just if this wasn't condescending enough,
I taught you how to breathe,
and I taught you about an island.
Yeah. An island is a body of land surrounded by water. On all sides.
You got that?
And we go there on vacation. You don't. You probably go to a peninsula at best.
Yeah,
but it's imagine if there were water on the other side. You have an island.
Can you imagine?
Crazy town.
Everybody take a breath. Think about it.
Yeah. Kick off your little booties.
Yeah. Cry. So then what did her little friend talk about?
She talked about after that, I heard it just ringing in my ears. So
did your brain leave the room? Yeah. It shut off.
She also said that she was the same person, you know, Mitzi. She was talking,
Mitzi?
No, Mika. Mika, sorry.
You just made her more diminutive and bitchy than she normally is. Mitzi. She lost 40 pounds when you said Mitzi.
She was talking about how she was fired from CBS, you know, and it was her one job she had, and it was, what a great job, and she could bring her kids there, and it was like her life, and she had all her friends, and it was just a wonderful job, and she was fired. And as she walked out, she said, well, thank goodness I didn't forget to get married and have kids.
Boom.
Whoa!
I know. Because so many people forget to do that.
Yeah. People forget to do that all the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And this is why these women are our worst enemies. They're worse than men.
Oh, that's so, like, underhanded dig, like...
Yeah.
I still have it all, even without my job.
It's that, and it's also like, well, job didn't work out, so guess what?
Yeah.
Still got that going. Yeah.
Yeah.
CEO of my house.
Yeah, and I have Thrive. Now I have Thrive.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's
whole idea.
That's bitch with a Y, people. Don't get upset.
I wonder if Ariana was just like, oh, I teamed up with the wrong person.
No, I think she doesn't know and she doesn't care. I've never heard anything positive about her, ever. I've always heard that she's a nasty person, that she steals from people, and... You know, that's what Huffington Post is. Huffington Post is basically hiring a lot of writers and not paying them.
Oh, great.
It's a great business model. Like, really, if I could come up with a business like that, it's a little bit like, I can't think of any other business models besides, like, slavery that really work, you know, that well and are that lucrative, but are still wrong, you know, like, in some sense.
But now people get to promote, like, I wrote for HuffPost.
HuffPost. I guess.
But then I get a little jealous and, like, feel inadequate.
You could write for HuffPost if you don't want to get paid.
But then I, like, get my shit together. I'm like, oh, everyone can. It's not like, when it first began, it seemed like it was, like, the alternative kind of liberal. Like, it was legit. And then now it's become, like.
Yeah. It's just a huge conglomerate. I mean, they have a Black Voices thing on there that I don't. That's already a turnoff for me. Because I'm like, what's that going to be? And it's inevitably stuff written by Black people. I guess it's supposed to, like, appeal to all Black people. But half the time, I'm like, I don't give a shit about this.
How can it appeal to all Black people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they also have Asian voices. They have gay voices. I mean, they have, like, blonde voices. Like, there's a segment for, like, everything. Everyone. Yeah. Christian voices. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, whatever. Blank voices is on there. A Thrive. So
Thrive, yeah.
Don't forget to do it, people. Thrive.
Yeah.
Thrive. You can.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So I'm gonna start off with my favorite segment, which is hashtag penis news.
Okay.
Where I bring news about penises in. It's just like kind of what it says. It's not that complicated.
Okay.
So I found this in the Times, not the New York Times, because
okay.
Who reads that? But it says, big penis, big problem. Or as I like to say, mo dick, mo problem.
So, you know, that's my motto in life.
Yeah. Mo dick, mo problems. So it says, basically, a study into marital infidelity has found that longer penises are linked to wives cheating on their spouses.
What?
Exactly. You would think it would be the other way around, right?
Counterintuitive.
It says here,
I'm tired of this long penis.
I don't like the word long, like long.
Long
big.
Sounds like yeah, big.
Well, they're trying to say against a width.
Yeah, they're just talking about length.
Like a pencil
neck.
Could be a long pencil.
It says. Yeah, the study published in the online journal PLOS-1 was led by U.S. and Kenyan researchers. I don't know why that
So it was led by Obama.
Basically, yeah, it's Obama.
Right.
U.S. and Kenyan researchers found that every extra inch on a penis boosts the likelihood of a wife engaging in an extramarital affair.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it says here, surprisingly, a spouse with a longer, fully erect penis was associated with increased likelihood in women having affairs. From these results, every 1 inch increase on the penis length makes the is a 1.5 times chance extra of the woman going outside.
So 1 inch to 1.5.
1.5
more times.
Yes. So for every extra inch long. Where the penis is.
Maybe the guy doesn't think he has to work so hard then in the bedroom where he's like, I'm giving you this, and then she needs other
stuff. She needs other stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. It says,
it's width.
It says here, the width is the thing. It says a longer penis sometimes increases sexual discomfort because some penises may be large, yet the vagina is still small.
Oh, yeah, the vagina is.
Yeah.
It's like a little.
Doesn't grow in me.
And it says that the.
Yeah. No.
When the man tries to insert the penis inside, it hurts, and then the woman has to go around looking for a man who has a smaller penis.
Well, then,
that doesn't happen.
That does.
I think these women are just saying that, you know what? I cheated because your dick is too big.
Right. To, like, a consolation prize?
Yeah.
It's not you. It's because you have an enormous Johnson,
right?
And I have a very, very tiny vagina.
I'm different. What? Who's looking for a small dick?
I need small dick in my life.
Yeah.
That's always my
You're
life.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's your penis. It's massive.
I
don't know what to say.
I thought it was
massive. It says here also, according to this study, violence and denying a woman a preferred sexual position also increases the likelihood that she'll cheat.
Yeah.
So if you punch her and then you don't let her have her way in the bed, that'll also do it.
Punch her and then be like, it's all from behind.
It's all missionary.
It's all, yeah.
Is violence considered a compounding element?
I guess they got that in there. It says, too, the older your wife is, the less likely she is to cheat. So, gentlemen, cougars.
That's right.
They ain't going anywhere. Then they have
they're just
one.
They're not even, just like, why
bother?
Yeah, why bother?
Why bother?
Yeah. I've been around the block.
Well, also,
again.
I don't know if you know about aging, but it makes a woman really gross.
That's right, yeah.
So,
as you get older, your vagina basically shrivels up and falls out.
Yeah,
right?
And your
so
face.
There's no need.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
It looks like the vagina.
Yeah.
It
goes
the same way.
So you don't even know where to go.
So the article doesn't give a lot of information, but then they had one woman who gave a quote and said, some men just take a minute and then leave you there while you're still, quote unquote, hanging. You can't even tell if it's over or not. Sometimes I'm not satisfied and I can't explain it. However, when we get men who could satisfy us, we don't waste the chance, one woman said. And the researchers were like, we didn't ask you.
She's like, no, I'm going to take this. Can I have a minute?
This was a yes-no study. This was a scale from 1 to 5.
She's like, give me a
She's
pencil.
Like, look.
And another piece of paper.
I have added this.
Yeah. And we're done.
But like, seriously, who? It sounds like it's guys who are like terrible. I hate the word lovers.
Isn't
but, like,
that worst word?
There's
but,
no
yeah,
other way to say it.
Yeah, like he's.
You can't
like,
say fuckers.
Yeah, that's a
because that's
a pejorative,
yeah.
Yeah,
they're terrible
but like
lovers.
A lover, like he's not a generous lover, which is even let's make it grosser.
Yeah.
Generous lovers, but like it sounds
I
like
said generous is like he's gonna leave me a C note after it's over, like on my thigh, and he'll look down and be like, "Wow, big penis, big problem."
Wow.
Yeah, I like it. Penis news.
That's great.
Thank you.
Not so bad.
I love it.
So this is an awesome segment that we do called Advice on Advice, whereupon we find advice on the internet that is unqualified, frankly stinks.
Yes.
And we improve upon it by giving our own advice, hence Advice on Advice.
Yes. So, I love it. Here's advice that I found. It's on Dear Abby, you express.
What? What's that mean?
It means you express. So it's like you say something.
Oh, I thought it was like a quick Dear Abby.
I thought so too.
Okay.
Even though I was reading it, like,
it's pretty long. Right. Yeah.
Right. Wait, so the writers in are actually giving the advice, like Dear Abby's off duty, and they're.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
I think somebody sold her on this really bad name.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it's supposed to be like really quick advice or something, or like really just say what's on your mind.
But we made it not quick already.
Yeah, we're like I'm not going to let you tell your story.
Yeah. So is
what was she wearing?
Express.
What was she wearing?
What was she like?
Girls need to know.
Okay, so here's the question. Dear Abby, I have been married to a wonderful man for 30 years. Our marriage may not be perfect, but it's quite good.
It's all right. You know.
The dilemma is this. My husband keeps track every time we have sex and has a personal goal of 100 times a year.
Huh?
In 2000...
You should just blow his mind and just try to get it in all in 1 month and be like, done.
Yeah.
Bust his clothes. Ding.
Quota.
Yeah. It's like 3.5 times a night.
Yeah. Good. Wake up.
Wake
up.
Wake up. Run.
Quota.
Boom. Australian style. All month.
Yeah. Bom, bom.
Yeah. Okay, so he has a personal quota.
So in 2013, he informed me that we only had 76 times, and that was not adequate for him, and he was quite upset about it. Do you think tracking your sex life is normal?
No.
What do you think about a couple married for 30-plus years having sex 76 times a year?
I think that's
ahead of the game.
Yeah, you know.
And also keep in mind, he travels for business and is gone about 60 days a year. Signed, pressured.
Okay.
Pressured.
So he's gone for 2 months out of the year, so they use 10 months, and he wants to have it 10 times a month. So that breaks down to what? Like maybe two and a half times a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they're busy people.
Yeah,
like,
they could be busy.
Bad.
But
what's he
counting as one time? I'm saying if you hit it from the front, hit it from the back, that's twice. Even if it's in the same session.
Really?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Or is he counting every time he is able to ejaculate?
Yeah,
that's
probably.
That's probably it.
Boyfriend's like making like tally marks.
I bet you if
I'm
he put
every time he comes.
If he put yes, every yeah, time yeah. that she had an orgasm, they probably only had sex like 10 times a year.
He's like, he's like, no, that's 10 times a year.
Yes.
Like, let's get real.
Yes.
Yeah, she should do that.
She should keep track too. Okay,
yeah,
that's a
100 times a year, you have to make me come.
Okay. Yeah.
And how do you like that husband
yeah.
in 30 years?
Get moving.
He's like,
All
right.
Lady mopping brow.
Dear Pressured, your husband sounds like a college student who is striving to get 100 notches on his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than obsess about the number of times you have had sex, the quality of the experience should be more important.
You should grade that shit. Like, if he puts down, like, we had, you should come behind him and be like, you know, 1 to 5. 1, it was sex. 2, I enjoyed it. You know, that thing.
Yeah.
3, he came. 4, I also came. 5, we both came together. Something like that.
At the same time. Fireworks.
Great. Yeah. It's a good schedule.
Yeah.
1 to 5. 1, it was sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She goes on to say, 50 great times a year would be better than 100 so-so times, one would think.
Mm-hmm. Not according to him.
No.
He's got quota.
He's coming up.
Yeah. Middle management. Gonna crack down on that. Drop the hammer on the pussy. Okay.
And no, I don't think your husband's preoccupation is normal, whatever normal is these days.
What is that? That's like this lady who, like, she's Midwestern, she's like, whatever that is.
Whatever you consider that to be, fine.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah. Normal.
What's normal?
Yeah.
God. And I don't think it's normal. I don't even know.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
Why had a burrito?
Yeah. If I do, it's from Taco Bell.
Yeah. That was some lady in Arizona, in our neighborhood, and my aunt was so, like, irate.
She said she was happy that she'd never had a burrito.
Not happy, but she's like, I've never had a burrito. My aunt was like, lady, are you fucking kidding? Like, my
in
aunt
the Southwest?
Like, what? In Arizona.
How's that possible?
I don't know. She was like this sheltered, annoying woman. I was like, I'm done with you.
You should have burritoed her right there. You should have rolled something
up
and shoved it in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's a burrito.
Like,
here.
Yeah. Shit burrito.
Yeah, here you go.
Now you have to live with that for the rest of your life.
That's your worst burrito.
You can never say that shit again.
Who hasn't
never
had a
burrito?
I'm sorry. I'm Pressure's answerer. I'm sure you've had a burrito. Did not mean to insult. That's normal.
I think that it's, look, I think if the guy, like we were saying before, if the guy is going to keep tally of the sex, then the woman should be able to get
the lid off.
To get, wow, you're cut off.
And it's not even the wine lid. It's screw top. It's the water bottle screw top. It's cool.
Why did you put that on there?
Katie's
cut off.
In case I knocked it over.
It's okay. Katie just tried to pour wine in my cup, and
without
first of all, it
had
a top on it, but it wasn't even the top. It was from the water bottle out of which she is drinking.
You should have some as well. Maybe not.
Just drink it from the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't get Mawa style.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mawa rules.
Mawa. Ooh, that's right. Bergen County.
Bergen County in the house. We're going to pour some out.
Upper Saddle River, guys.
Was it for professional brothers?
Expert brothers.
Expert brothers.
Yeah.
From the last segment.
From Thriving. Right. Expert breather, expert brother.
It's a callback.
Yeah. That's a comedy term, guys.
That's the one. I'm like, what's happening?
Well, that just happened.
I was thriving too much today.
Yeah, you throve. I want there to be a past tense for thrive that's more fun.
Like
so it's like thriven.
Yeah.
You know
I'm a thriven
mean?
Woman.
Yeah, I'm thriven.
It was a thriven-driven segment.
Yeah.
I'm thriven-driven and I'm given.
Like driven. Thriven.
Those are the three words you need to know from my... If you come to my house and pay $300, I'm going to teach you a lot.
You're just having it at your house? That's not even going to be at the Manhattan Center, straight up at our house.
I'm not fooling anyone. I'm taking their money for nothing.
She is on the exact right track because Ariana Huffington...
Had nothing.
Had it at her house last year. And that's what she did. Like, was just in her apartment.
And she was like, all these bitches came to my house, and I couldn't even get them all in here. She probably charged her friends, too.
Yeah, she's like, and my house is very large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like an open mic of her friends, like, spouting, like, New Age bullshit, which I'm very hippy-dippy. Let's be honest.
Here's my thing, too. If I'm going to go to somebody's house, and they're going to have a bunch of white women, like, drinking wine, there better be a threesome. Or I don't care. It's not a real, session. So work that in there, and you're going to get a more interesting crowd.
You could put in a suggestion.
Yeah, suggestion. Look. Are any of you ladies in a kiss?
Hey.
That's what I want to know.
So that's how it should have ended.
That's how it should have ended.
Instead of the guy playing the guitar and everyone standing
Are
there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wait.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, there was music.
They could have at least had a freestyle rapper.
He had his acoustic guitar. He improvised a song, and then he sang.
Yeah. So he didn't even prepare anything, basically.
He goes, I can improvise a song. I just need a word.
He knew it was going to be Thrive.
Yeah.
I would have yelled out, cross beans.
What does that mean?
Nothing. But work. You guys are improvisers. I can yell whatever I want.
He's like, I heard Thrive.
I'd be like, no, fuck that. I said cross beans.
It's like, I heard
Let's
Thrive.
Let's start a chant. Cross beans.
It's like, I'm out of here.
It needs a big strum.
Thrive. Yeah, Thrive.
Beans.
Cross beans. Cross beans. Thrive. You're beautiful.
Yes, you guys have been great.
Thank you.
I'm a folk singer.
Yeah, there was that.
I was like, Reed.
And then there were two opera singers.
Mm-mm.
Two opera singers?
Two opera singers. One was
This is racist against white women. I don't like this. I'm sorry, I've said this before. A lot of my female friends are white people. I don't like it when they do you guys like this. This is not how you guys are. That's not cool.
No.
Well,
two opera singers.
She was the daughter of the
of Ariana Huffington's friend.
CEO of J.P. Morgan.
Oh, good Lord.
And so she was like, yeah.
So she's worked real hard.
My father said, I didn't have to get into finance if I didn't want to.
Oh, but I didn't have to work at all.
So she and her friend came out, and they sang. They were beautiful voices, but they sang that woo-hoo song.
What song?
Ave Maria?
No.
Was it the one they play in the chocolate commercials?
It's the one they play
yogurt.
In Meet the Parents, when they go to Owen Wilson's house,
and
he has...
That's free music.
Yeah.
I'll cut that in. I wish they had come out and done something like, everybody's in the club tonight. Something a little more contemporary. Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, turn that
I'm driving
out.
And I know it. Like,
yeah,
they could
have
gotten
I'm thriving and I know it. Yeah, thriving
you know.
On a prayer. Anything could have happened that up there.
Anthem.
They did that. Yeah, anthems.
Or at least a girl with a ukulele, because I have not heard that enough lately.
No.
Really?
Well, the thing is, too few white women play this very tiny ukulele nowadays.
It's so twee.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Bangs.
I have bangs.
All right, so what is that?
We're talking about Zooey Deschanel, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop beating around the bush. So, sorry, we never gave advice.
We trashed it.
Yeah, that was good enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Katie wants to announce Cinema's tour.
Yes, if you listen to our podcast, you have listened to Cinema with the intro and outro music.
Yeah, and you've enjoyed them for free.
Yeah.
Now you have a chance to pay for it.
Right. Ooh. They are now on tour with Black Flag.
Whoa.
Yes. And it kicks off May 15th, and they're going to be all over the place.
Yep.
Go to cinemacinemaband.com to check out their schedule.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. We're going to try to catch up with them. The tour is crisscrossing the U.S.
Yeah.
It also goes to, Canada.
That's
so you can see it there as well. So I want to talk a little bit about Palpahol. Have you heard about Palpahol?
No.
Oh, I did, but I only saw it in passing, and I was like, what? It's powdered alcohol, right?
It's powdered alcohol.
Oh, my God.
And it says
no.
here, turning water into mojitos.
Oh, God.
What?
So
powdered,
it's Crystal Light.
Yeah. Powdered alcohol on the way, but not there yet. So this is a thing called Palpahol. Palpahol.
All right.
Alcohol with a P. Over the past few days, media outlets have buzzed with the story that powdered alcohol is a mix added to water to produce a range of alcoholic drinks assumed to hit the shelves. The source of these reports is actually Palpahol themselves.
Yeah.
They've been telling people about it in a marketing push.
Yeah.
A powdered alcoholic mix produced by Mark Phillips. And if he's not a frat boy, it's like missed opportunity.
Mark Phillips. Okay.
So they approved it. The U.S. approved it. And it says, once you've torn open the packet of the patent-pending solution, you add 5 ounces of water, and it creates an alcohol-laden drink equal to a standard mixing drink. I love it.
What?
It's
powdered
alcohol.
It's great for concerts.
Yeah. Great for concerts. It will stop me from having to. You know how hard it is to hide a six-pack of Mike's Hard About My Person when I'm going to a movie theater?
You use the wine bra.
Yeah, the wine bra.
I have one.
I like to have a Mike's Hard.
I do have one, yes.
Oh, my God. We might need you to... have you guys heard of Reductress?
I heard of the website.
Yeah, it's great. I've heard about it. I don't know. I might be plugging it 100 times in here. You've never used it though?
Yeah, it's in my house. Because I usually drink publicly.
How do you wear it?
It is a sports bra, and the cups have
so
space.
You
it's like
a
water bra.
When you put it
yeah.
on?
Yeah,
because you're already packing.
Yeah, you're already packing. That's what I'm saying.
You could fit one full bottle of wine in there, and then it has a tube coming out the side, and you just suck it out.
Casually. Does it come out of both cups at the same time, or just one go down and then the
yeah,
other?
Yeah, like nursing or something.
I think you have to try it out first, because that's going to look weird.
I'll try it. I'll get one. We can have like a session where we all
just
sit
try
here
it
and
out.
Drink through this.
But like at a bar.
Like casually?
Yeah, right.
like
oh my god,
this.
Where are you from? That's so interesting.
Would you like a drink? No, I'm good.
No, I'm all good.
Yeah, I got
keep
it
talking.
Right here.
Yeah.
So the flavors are, and let me tell you, is this for men or for women? The flavors include Cosmopolitan, Mojito, and Lemon Drop.
Oh, boy.
The mix is as discreet as a pack of sweetener and could be used in any scenarios that ban alcohol consumption or that are pricey, such as movie theaters or festivals without attracting attention.
Yeah, that's right.
What I'm saying, and Greg and I were talking about this, look, if you're a person who likes to sneak booze into a place, you're going to do it, regardless.
Yeah.
This is not all of a sudden going to turn people who would never do that into people who would do that. There's
right.
not a problem sneaking booze into a place.
Does it smell like booze?
Well, I don't know. It says here...
not like just... It
probably smells like the flavor.
I have
crystal
no idea.
Light,
oh.
like, you know,
I couldn't
like
find out anything
smell.
About it at all. But, I mean, all I know, it's powdered alcohol, and that's good enough for me. Palpahol.
Maybe I'm old now, but, like, my first thought when I read that was, like, teenagers. Because, like, that would have been a dream when I was a teenager to go to, like, a Sweet 16 in, like, in Moa.
Yeah,
I did go to one. And I put a water bottle full of vodka in a bag, and they smelled everything, and that got by them.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
But that's what
but
I'm saying.
If I had just water to work with, like, dream.
But you had no problem getting the liquor in, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's not like there's a problem of people who want to have a sneaky drink.
Right.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. It's just, like, easier to deal with than, like, having a backpack full of beer.
It'd be great for travel.
Yeah.
Because in my 311, it's mostly just booze at this point. Because I asked them at the TSA, I was like, is it okay if I just put booze in
the
nips? And they're like, nips are fine. Actually.
Wow.
So, once again, if you're the kind of person who likes to bring your own, I mean, I have a flask in my bag right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's excellent.
Then this is how you can do a powerball. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Maybe they want to sponsor, hey, you know.
Right.
Alcohol.
Right.
If they start doing wine. The thing is, it's not wine. If they could do, like, powdered wine.
Oh.
Powdered
wine.
They'd
be Jesus.
Yes, they call it Jesus. It would be my Jesus. White Jesus. I have a white Jesus on the rocks,
please. I have a
pound
calling Jesus.
Yeah. I like it. All right, what do you got?
I've got Tales from the Campfire.
Awesome. Ooh. Tales from the Campfire is a segment that we do where we take tales of the paranormal,
a ghost story,
fake lore, folklore, urban legends, and we tell them all here around the digital campfire. So everybody,
gather around.
Gather around.
Campfire. Here we go.
Yep.
Okay. This is from Drewby Parade.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Get right into that.
Starts, the portraits always creep me out. There was a hunter in the woods who, after a long day of hunting, was in the middle of an immense forest.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting dark, and having lost his bearings, he decided to head in one direction until he was clear of the increasingly oppressive foliage.
Wow, this is getting thick.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something scary in that? It was just a dense-ass forest.
It's just forest prep.
Yeah. Yeah.
After what seemed like hours, he came across a cabin.
And something happened.
What? In a small clearing. Realizing how dark it had grown.
These stories, okay.
Okay. He decided he could stay there for the night.
Uh-huh.
He approached.
Probably didn't belong to anybody.
Yeah, sure.
No, just there.
And he'd never seen Evil Dead, so why not go ahead and
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. He found the door ajar.
First of all.
And that's bad.
No, yeah. No.
Nobody was inside. The hunter.
That he knew of.
Oh.
Yeah.
The hunter,
we are the parentheses.
Yes.
The story.
Yes, that's what we do.
I love it.
The hunter flopped down on the single bed, deciding to explain himself to the owner in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay.
As he,
I'm trying to get out of there before anybody sees
I'm
there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of there before I'm there.
I'm sorry, this is just straight up a B&E. I don't care if the door's open.
Yeah. Right. As he looked around, he was surprised to see the walls adorned by many portraits, all painted in incredible detail.
Hmm, okay, an artist cabin. Not
yeah.
so freaky,
yeah. Without exception, they appear to be staring down at him.
Mm-hmm.
Their features twisted into looks of hatred.
Okay.
He broke in.
It sounds like projection.
Yeah. Probably a little nervous. Was there a moose head? Was that the eyes of that falling around, too? Did a noose come out when he came by?
Oh.
Then he got sucked right back up in when he went by? Is that what happened?
Almost.
Yeah.
Staring back, he grew increasingly uncomfortable. Making a concerted effort to ignore the many hateful faces, he turned to face the wall, and exhausted, he fell into a restless sleep.
Okay. Well, he wasn't that broken up by it. He was able to drift off.
Yeah. Face down in an unfamiliar bed.
What? This is a porn.
I know, right? Okay.
Pressure's husband went and hit it.
Yeah.
And then
he
counted
it
as one.
Yep.
As a business trip to a cabin in the woods.
Mm-hmm. And he put it down in his book, and he put a 3 next to it.
Yeah.
What? Review the tape, people. If you're not sure what the 1 to 5 metric is.
He turned blinking into unexpected sunlight. Looking up, he discovered the cabin had no portraits, only windows.
How many windows? Like a
so
varying sizes.
Yeah,
some with
high.
Gilded frames.
Yeah,
really tall people looking down on him.
I know, right? And where when he approached the place.
He didn't notice that there was a shitload of windows.
Yeah. No. Well, it's very dark. You didn't just notice.
Yeah.
And why would you have so many windows in the woods?
Because you're spooky.
You need good light. I don't know. Is that the tale?
That's a tale.
That's like from more scary stories to tell in the dark. Like that one book when you were like in kindergarten. It's really scary.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
I have a short one here that my husband sends in. He's a lawyer. I'm hiding it from you.
Okay.
That's quite humorous. This is some legal Hey, You Know It. And or actually, no, he says it's a Hey, You Didn't Know It.
Oh, he
says,
Hey, You Didn't Know It is a segment where we report on the oblivious living among us.
Yeah. So it says, a woman steals watch, hides in her vagina, and then claims illegal search and seizure.
What?
So,
wait a minute.
A masseuse landed behind bars.
My watch?
Yeah.
She's a masseuse?
A masseuse landed behind bars after cops say she stole a client's $35,000 watch and hid it in her snatch. It says vagina, but I prefer to say snatch.
Fine.
Okay. Police say 66-year-old Kenneth Harold met the 25-year-old Christina LaFave.
So she really snatched the watch.
Yeah, she snatched the watch.
That's why it's called snatch, people. So the victim, Kenneth Harold, met the 25-year-old Christina LaFave
at a bar at the Las Vegas Wynn Hotel.
Okay, buddy.
That's where
you walk
the Simpsons work.
Yeah, exactly.
The bars. They don't work in spas.
They're called escorts.
Yeah. So, Harold invited LaFave back to his hotel room for a $300 private massage. Harold then told the cop that during the massage, LaFave asked him to take off his Rolex so she could massage his arms, quote unquote.
Yeah.
After realizing, several hours later, after she left, he realized it was missing and accused her of stealing the watch, but she denied it. Then finally, security came, searched the room, and the watch was nowhere to be found.
Well,
when questioned, LaFave finally admitted she'd taken the watch and hidden it in her vagina.
Yeah.
So how's that illegal?
She was taken to the local hospital to have it removed.
Whoa.
I guess she couldn't get it back out.
Or she refused. She's like, you're going to have to take this.
Yes. You want this watch? Come and get
it.
LaFave has been charged with two counts of felony and grand larceny. And, oh, that's right, because it's over $3,000.
Oh.
She should have stolen a cheaper watch.
Put it in a better place.
Yeah, she has possession of stolen property in her snatch. Her lawyer, Christopher Rasmussen, insists, however, that that Harold gave her the watch as a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
And the police conducted an illegal search and seizure.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for the hospital people on this one. This is not a medical emergency. I wouldn't be going up there.
No.
I'm sorry.
But did she put it in a baggie, I hope? Because I feel like that would, like,
you know she didn't.
Up.
You know she just threw it right up in there.
Just like,
yep. Can you imagine? It's a watch.
How did the sounds go?
And then tick, 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 tick.
Tick,
you know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a Rolex.
Like, what time?
I'm just picturing her going like, I'm picturing her, I forget what his name is.
Harold.
Going like, Harold, like, namaste, Harold. I'm going to go out in the back. Take your time getting up. And meanwhile, she's grabbed his watch. She's like shoving
it
furiously
up. I wonder
up her
what
sack,
else was up there.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Who knows?
$35,000 watch.
And it's not her first time doing that.
You know
either.
It's not.
No.
You know
she like,
wasn't
she's like.
Like,
look.
This is her shtick. She probably finds guys. I mean, first of all, $300 is very cheap. It sounds like she was there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is probably what she does.
Was it a massage? Because, okay, first of all, Vegas. Strike one.
Yeah.
Strike two, like, you're in the hotel lobby bar. Like, you meet a masseuse. Like, normally, if you're going to arrange a massage, it's through the hotel spa.
Yeah.
It can be
right.
Room.
Yeah.
So.
But you could be freelancing,
and that's
technically.
If when you go, say, like, you know, the W, it's like $150, $175 for
yeah.
a massage. So, $300 to go to the room.
It just
well,
like
it's
a
the,
extra.
The win.
Yeah.
The win is super fancy.
But still, like.
No, but I'm saying, if you go to, like.
Oh,
as
a legitimate salon.
A legitimate,
yeah.
It's still $175.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And $300 to go to the room, that's cheap.
It's a little.
Yeah. It is cheap. The in-room massage, yeah, you're right, $300.
Fine.
But I think the bigger issue here is that she had a watch up her snatch.
Fine.
Like, I'm not
that's not very the lead.
Like, I'm not quibbling over her, you know, her pricing. That seems to be what we're stuck on.
I hold up. At least it wasn't a swatch, and then she has a larger problem with kleptomania.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
She knew what she was doing. She's not.
I
like,
wonder if she
amateur
a,
hour.
She used some lube or something.
Yeah, I feel
not.
Like she's a pro, but she may have a pro kit.
Yeah, that's true.
I
mean,
put that in a baggie at least.
Is
putting
a
Rolex
yeah.
up there and then
this is not a little
yeah.
tiny watch, people. This is like a really a serious piece of equipment. Here.
You have to hang on to that too.
Yes, well, she
I feel like
apparently
the
was because they had to get it out.
Coming out. You know?
Yeah,
well, they just listened to it and be like, no, it's in there. We can hear it.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
All right.
It's near
that's
the surface.
Definitely a Rolex. That's definitely a Rolex.
Yeah, I can hear the expensiveness.
So she's looking she's facing zero. She's facing up to 20 years in prison.
What?
Because it's a $35,000 theft. Keep that in mind. It's the
but
amount 20 of
years
money.
Like rapists get like 5 sometimes.
I know, right?
No, she's facing
right.
not
up
I'm
two.
Not defending her.
No, she's facing up to. That's not saying she's going to get 20. But I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe you know, what she was doing was probably already illegal. And then she had to do this.
Well, now it's on the books.
And now it's on the books.
You cannot
yeah.
steal and
a
conceal.
Watch. And conceal and conceal.
In your vagina.
In your vagina. So we want to thank you for coming in today. We
oh,
had such a great time.
Thank you
so
much. To be over.
If people are looking to find you, where can they do so? I think you work for a website.
Have you guys heard of it? It's reductress.com. R-E-D-U-C-T-R-E-S. Like seductress, but with an R.
Yes.
I write for them under the name Courtney Copley. Otherwise, you can sometimes catch me at the Magnet Theater doing random shows.
Yeah.
Basically, reductress is probably your best bet.
Yeah. Ooh. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank
yeah, thanks
you.
For coming.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com.
Thanks.
That's Gemma, so.
But it's the guy who can't, no foreplay, no...
He's Australian style.
What?
What's that?
Just jump right in.
Is that a thing?
No, yeah. That's not a thing.
Okay. I don't know.
What, like kangaroos?
No, jump right in. Just, rub twice and jump in.
Really?
Yeah, no foreplay. Just straight to it.
Is that a known thing?
I'm making it known now, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry, Australia. Not known for foreplay.
Now I'm going to hear that accent and be like,
party's over.
Keep your drink. I'm going to go find a guy with a small dick because little did you know.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
I want to cheat on him.